Welcome back to the Matrix Minute. My name is Phil, and here we are in the Matrix. 1 minute at a time. Hi.
Hi.
With me on this corner is Jake. Hey, Jake, how's it going?
Hey, man.
And on my other corner is Tim. How are you doing, Tim? It's Friday, and that means Seb is with us for
yes,
the third time. Sadly, the last time. Welcome, sir.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, we'll miss you, man. But, you know, all these things must end. We're thankful.
You can always feel good that every guest has gotten the same treatment, which is 1 week.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool.
1 week to shine.
1 week to shine.
Shine the light.
Yeah. And here we are. This episode is
sponsored by Squarespace.
No, it's sponsored by all those ads.
Sponsor us, Squarespace.
Squarepants again.
SpongeBob. Listen, can we get sponsorships retroactively? Like in the future when the show is done, can we ask for sponsorships and just tack on?
Yeah, we'll just air one episode that's just sponsorship material. It's just
awesome.
An episode of ads.
Or we just add
2 hours of ads.
Or we just add a sponsorship at the beginning of each episode, just edit it in.
Yes. I like that.
I like them odds.
Yeah. It is so
And welcome to minute 120.
Hey, Tim, you can't lie.
What
if we earned like so much money from the sponsorships? No, I think we wouldn't do that. Do you know why? Because I think that in the spirit of the Minutes by Minute podcast, typically there's usually no sponsorships.
Yeah, just do it by yourself.
And that's why I believe in that method for this.
Oh, now you're serious about it.
Absolutely.
Well, it's also very specific, I think, you know, like, I don't think there's a wide enough audience that can handle one movie, you know,
exactly
day by day, every day.
Okay, Phil, so what's going on here?
Well, minute 122, there's just going to be 6 more after this. Can you believe it? 6 more? Seb, how does that feel?
Not good.
Yeah.
Because I won't have anything to listen to. Oh, well, I will, but not you guys.
I know.
Unless you do something else afterwards.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Seb, I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
School with you.
Sure.
When did you start listening to the Matrix Minute?
You mean which episode?
Yeah. Like, how did you? When did you begin? Like, did you listen to the whole show from beginning to end, or did you jump in, or like, what? When did you start?
I discovered it when you were at episode 6 or something like that, and then obviously.
Oh wow!
Since that's amazing. So you were since the beginning.
Yeah.
That's killer, dude.
With us since the beginning.
Yes. That's was awesome.
You are like a father to us now.
Actually, a crazy coincidence, I have to say, because believe it or not, but I was actually searching for Matrix in my podcast app because I was always trying to find something about it, like even just an interview with someone. But yeah, then...
Wow.
So basically, we showed up on the results of the podcast.
Right on time.
Yeah.
Right when we started the show. That's amazing.
It is, yeah.
You're the purest listener. You got what you seeked, and you get to witness it live.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can see how
from the dome.
How does that feel like the journey?
The journey.
What do you mean?
I was just joking. I was just saying, like, because you listened to the podcast for like it's been a year, right? Almost.
Yeah, almost.
Listening to the show, and it's like now we're here.
Yeah.
Talking. I think it's kind of cool.
I wouldn't have thought. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think it's cool.
The very end of all things.
That's the beauty of the format, I guess. You can easily turn into a participant if you want, or if the people let you. I mean, it's not that...
But I love that, though, because it's like very direct.
Yeah, it's not radio.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can just... And it's not like, you know, calling the caller and then we give you like 2 minutes of how you feel. You know, it's just
like, give us praise and bye-bye.
Goodbye, sir. Yeah, it's more like let's chill out.
Well,
so
Neo's gonna be chilling out today, and with that, I will tell you what happens in minute 122.
122.
Warning: hull breach. The monitor says as the crew brace for it. All they wait for is Neo, who is in the Matrix, trying desperately to find room 303. He finds it, opens the door, and. Smith is right there, pointing his gun at him. The phone is still ringing in the room. Neo looks down and touches his stomach. Blood is oozing out. Smith shoots him 11 more times. The phone is still ringing. Neo slides from the wall of the hall and exhales for a seemingly final time. Look at this. Look where we are. Look what happened.
Look what we've
done. What have we done?
We killed Neo.
I just noticed something.
Yeah.
See, like, just a few frames into the minute, right before it says hull breach, or a little bit after. No, before.
Mm-hmm.
You see the H?
Yeah.
The letter?
War.
Isn't that the same one that was on the screen and one before?
Oh.
Like, EMP, yeah,
the little
Z
button,
and H.
Right? The little H button.
I thought the H was just for hotel on the map.
Wait, is this his hotel they're looking
at?
They're
looking
at right
the
now?
Hotel. It's the abandoned hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's
oh,
the hotel.
Oh, that's a map.
Yeah,
that's
you didn't know, Tim.
St. Paul's City Avenue, Home Drive, Wabash Drive.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
okay.
Hotel.
What is that, a helipad or a hospital? What is that?
A helipad. The agents are just coming in with a helicopter.
Or it's just his position. I don't know what.
I just want to believe. I think it's hotel because they kind of have it marked because that's sort of one of their old exits, Wabash and Lake.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's like an exit.
Could be. Yeah,
that's interesting. So looking at the map and then just the warning just like pops up like a little module up above your screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a pretty good system.
Yeah, and it just goes security breach.
I love it. Little flashes
hull breach,
war.
Hull breach.
Yeah,
and
Hulk breach.
Red alert.
The Hulk is breached.
Red alert.
The Hulk is breached.
Yeah. Man, Morpheus looks like he is going to sob his heart out.
Yeah, in the background behind
him. He looks so devastated in the background.
His dreams are crumbling. It's not again. Not again.
Well, not even that. He was just so close. Remember, he saw and witnessed the one. All this stuff, and suddenly...
I think he thought it ever, even the previous ones, well, if we're talking right. about that, you know, if we take that as canon, he probably believed them until the very end. Maybe even after they were dead, like, you're the one, you're not dead,
maybe,
and slapping him
thought, like,
on the
how
floor.
How could the one have died?
You're not dead, you're no, just
no.
pretending.
But
stop playing with me,
believe,
Johnny, or whatever
I
his
believe.
Name was.
I believe in miracles.
And, you know, Tank goes, they're inside.
Right.
Well, they're inside now. Scary.
Scary indeed.
Trinity goes, what does she say? Hurry or something? She's standing next to Neo now. Neo's body, I guess.
Neo.
Huh?
It's Neo. It's not just his body. It's Neo.
Well, yeah, it is. Sure, whatever.
His mind's far away.
His mind is traveling.
So, yeah, Trinity's just
traveling through holes.
She's like, hurry, Neo. I think that's what it was. And, well, then we get into Neo running through the halls. Look how scary these halls are. This is, we've been here before. And I think, you know, it's great. There's going to be a nice little detail later on. We'll see. I'll just mention it now. There are these caution tape that Agent Jones broke at the beginning of the film, and it's still broken here.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I mean, watching this a long time ago and watching it a lot of times, I've never put two together that's the same place.
Yeah, neither did I, but it definitely is. 303, same room.
Yeah.
Same room.
Wait, same room?
The same room that Trinity was in when the cops busted her. Yes.
Are you serious? Yeah. Okay, let me see the shot of Smithy. Oh, we never see the... Oh, that is right. That's it.
We're back, man.
Holy crap.
We're back.
You didn't know this, Tim?
Nope. Not. This is all revelation.
Matrix
right
Revelations.
Now. So it was 303 at the beginning?
Yes.
You sure?
Where's 103? Yeah, because Trinity's in there. That's 303. What happened
that's
in 101?
That's Neo's apartment. Who knows where?
So Neo's apartment is 101. This is Trinity's room,
yeah,
303.
That's the room where everybody gets out, I think. So...
Well, no. I mean, she didn't get out there. She went to have to go to the
payphone.
Oh,
yeah, she did. But this time, it's an exit, unlike last time. So the exits change a lot.
I think it's any hard line. They just have to set it up. I don't believe in your thing that has to be like a
no,
specific place.
It's not a specific place because this place wasn't available to be exited out of because otherwise Trinity would have been able to have gotten in and out that last time.
Well, she, like, when the cops were coming, she's like, I have a phone call. That's it. Stop it. Yeah. It's important. It's my one phone call. Oh, no. Like, imagine, like, you know, like in movies when they go, give me my phone call. And it's just like, the cops are, give her a phone call. She picks it up and disappears. Like, oh, no. Holy shit. What happened? holy shit. What the hell happened there? And then Smith comes in. Did you give her one phone call?
Well, yeah.
You imbeciles. How many times? I don't think, yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing. I think they probably have laws in the Matrix that you can't have the one phone call. Then why would Neo know about it when he asks for it?
He watches too many movies.
Gives him the
movies.
Finger exchange. Exactly.
Okay, so Neo goes into the room. When he's running, it's slow motion, so he sees 306, 305, I guess, and then there's 304. There's 303. And then he opens the door, and Smith is already there. So, in the previous minute, we saw Smith looking up at the hotel and figuring things out. So he came in through, I guess he just climbed up did he climb up the, do you think he climbed up the building? Or do you think he did a huge, awesome jump up the building? Or do you think he just used the stairs?
Teleported. Oh, yeah, teleported into his body.
I know. It's just that teleported.
I'll use my magic carpet.
But can he tell? Well, yeah, teleportation, because I don't think he can jump, because those are barricaded windows. Weren't they like there's like wood panels? So he couldn't get in, right?
That's kind of baffling that he's so fast. I mean,
maybe there was a person there, like somebody's renting out the place, and he just like teleport.
Well, I mean, but he got there first, and that's the whole thing. Because I never made that assumption that he actually used a different exit. And got to the room, and he knew what room it was. I guess he heard the telephone ringing.
I think he did.
And so he got there first. And I never thought of that. I just thought that, how did Agent Smith even get into that room? But it didn't matter, because the most important part was that he was pointing a gun right at Neo. Neo's just looking at him, and he just shoots. And then...
I like that. Yeah. Even after... Neo standing up to him for himself and fighting these agents. In the end, he just, follows Cypher's last words, his advice. Run your ass off.
That's what he does.
That is true, though.
Yeah, he runs. He runs, and that almost gets him
saved.
You guys
have to admit that this is it's not really shocking, but it is a great movie technique where you think Neo's going to make it, and you weren't paying attention to Smith looking up at the hotel. And you're like, he's going to make it. And suddenly it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's how I felt. When I watched
Smith
it, yeah.
is here. I mean, it's a classic tactic to make you think like it's the end, right? But clearly it's not. Yeah. But when you're watching the film, you're like, oh, well, I guess, it keeps you engaged.
I mean, watching this million times, like, it's obvious that Neo is the one and he's going to wake up. But
I remember the first time,
the perception of the first time. And it's because, like, you have cop-outs that, main character gets hurt or, falls somewhere off, Aragorn just falling off or something like that. But that's always, like, it's a bit of hint, he's not coming up. But the fact that, he does get resurrected.
He gets definitively
shot. His coding magic. Yeah, definitively shot. There's blood. He's shot. There's no coming back from that.
Because if you're killed in the Matrix, you're killed in real life as well.
Yep. It just gets brutally
How do you think of, like the way this is staged, like he shoots him and we just have a close up of Neo going,
I love it.
Yeah. And he doesn't understand what's going on.
What do you think, Seb?
Yeah, I love it too. Funny thing is, like, when he shoots him again, kind of looks like he's trying to get rid of some, I don't know, flies or something. Yeah. Like waving around.
Yeah.
Like, oh, get away.
Yeah, he's like.
Yeah, that's when his body goes into
full-on
panic mode.
I always found that a bit funny. Yeah.
What I also found funny is also not only Neo.
The bees!
But if you look at Smith's weird reaction with his hand recoiling, the gun recoiling, and his hand like just going like, as he shoots Neo.
Oh, yeah.
He looks kind of like scared that he shot him. He's like, oh, this gun is more powerful than I thought.
I didn't anticipate this to happen. I thought he was going to fight me again.
This gun is advanced. It is the next step in evolution.
Well, it's interesting, you guys. Before that, there are these two shots of, there's this 90-degree angle of, kind of shallow focus of the gun. Look at that. That's cool. Like, you can see
I love that shot. That's one of my favorite shots, where you see the 90-degree gun shot. Like, that's a very classy.
Yeah, no one would put that in a movie out of nowhere,
Yeah.
Like that.
There's actually another great shot here. I believe
the bullet falling.
Yeah, the bullet falling. Thank you so much. Yeah, the shell. Yeah,
the shell. Yeah,
the shell falling next to Smith's foot is just like, I don't know. It just looked great.
Yeah, look at that. I wonder how many takes it took for them to do that. Because
about a million.
Because the depth of field is so shallow, you can see how thin it is on the.
Oh my goodness! That's like no room for error.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's easy to look at this movie and then sort of dissect it and see how obvious, you know, this, you know, kind of strong buildup. And then you have this moment of silence and, you know, just slow motion, the sound added to it, the depth of field. You know, you have this prolonged moment when you realize he gets shot. And you can go and say, this is great. Or maybe if it's done badly, you can criticize. But it's a lot of work of like thinking of making and also making choices when you're creating this. To go about this way that in the end product it's kind of perfect, but you know, to get to that point, like there's so many other options they could have gone with, you know, him shooting him brutally from the beginning, you know, and all this kind of stuff. It's good craftsmanship and art.
Yeah. Another thing I'm noticing right now is that in the close-up of the gun, there's actually a speck, so you can tell it was shot in film.
Just oh yeah, I see it as well.
Where?
It's top right corner. I kind of like that. Watch.
Oh wow.
There it is, a little grainy.
The top right, yeah.
That is so
I miss the grains. Yeah. I miss those grains.
Nice. Yeah. No, you can buy plugins to fake that.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
That's right. A little chromatic aberration.
It's a quite funny thing in general. Like now we have all this kind of, I don't know, clean technology to record stuff, and everyone wants to go back to the aesthetics of actually inferior techniques.
Next step in evolution. Just kidding.
Yeah. It's so true.
But it is very true. But I think there's a reason for it, because I think that, in my opinion, we do miss the, I guess, more imperfect look or feel. You know.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas everything now is just bits and bytes.
You know, unless you are, you know, the great, what's his name?
Yeah, Alejandro.
Roger Deakins, where he's like, they were having the conversation. He's like, I think it was the Hollywood Roundtable, whatever. He's like, I'm so sick of this question. Just shoot whatever you want. I shot film for like 30 years and then I went to digital. And it's like, it's just a tool. Just use it. And he's like, so, you know, like, what did you change? Like, I changed nothing. Exactly. I shoot my movie exactly the same. And the craziest thing is like, you know, when a lot of people, especially me, when kind of like realizing digitally, you always think of like, oh, you can grade it, you can change the color and everything. And his movies are gorgeous and they're full of color. Most of that stuff, it's like, oh, it's just lighting. He does everything in camera. Like that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of those crazy shots that you think like, oh, this was digitally graded, you know, colors were enhanced. It's like, yeah, he said most of the stuff I had just the same thing that as I did on 35mm, just did on the digital, just did it on the Alexa there. So it's pretty good, you know. It just depends on the hands. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of this thing these days that major decisions are kind of pushed back into a later stage of the production sometimes.
Yes,
and that's something I really don't like. I mean. It's, I mean, most of the stuff I get these days for editing is shot in 4K. And there's always, when I'm at the set, even at some point, someone will say, oh, well, we can just crop in later because it's 4K, you know? Like, why depend on that, you know?
Exactly. It's
block your scene, boys. Yeah.
You should really, like, you know, maintain your decisions, like, when you're doing it, you know? This is the final decision. And this is how it's going to be, you know? And then, I guess you have more work ahead of you then, Seb. Like, when you're editing, you have to, there's all these notes that you probably get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then all that kind of accumulates to someone else having to do the work when the other guys should have done it at the beginning.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't get it, you know? In some way, I do, because they want to have all the options at a later stage. In case the client, you know, complains about something.
Right, but...
But still, I mean, yeah. If you trust the people working on it, it will be fine, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, leave it to the cameraman and not to some other guy who says something later.
Yeah.
But...
Well, let the man do his job.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? What's it called? This French movie. I think in the original title is 99 francs. In Germany, it's actually called 39.90. It's a movie about the advertising business. Like,
really?
Yeah.
That sounds super interesting. I have not seen this. Yeah. No.
You have to see that. It's hilarious. Especially when you, you know, when you have some access to this, like film production stuff, you will recognize so many things that they say.
Oh, man, and, I gotta
watch
this.
What's it called again?
$39.90.
Yeah. Did you find it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It has that guy who played, was it not the pianist, the artist.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, the yeah, the French.
Jean Dujardin, I think he's called.
Oh, 99 Francs. Yeah, okay.
You have to see this.
Yes.
And
this looks,
at
this
some point,
awesome.
He's imagining what he would say to the client, because he's kind of, you know, angry with him that he's messing up the whole idea that he had. And then he's like, oh, well, when you go to the dentist, you don't tell him what he should do. You just trust him, and that's how it works here. But that's just in his mind, you know. He doesn't actually say it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we should definitely watch that.
I'm gonna watch this, dude.
Yeah. So it's called. He also looks so funny with the long hair.
Like the French. Yeah, the French name is 99 francs.
Yes, francs.
Yeah. There you go.
They're money. I say it as an American.
Yeah.
Francs. Francs.
Francs. 99 francs.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Frank if he's listening.
Probably my second favorite movie, by the way. Yeah, I would say.
Oh, really?
Crazy.
Okay,
cool.
Crazy transitions there. Yeah, you will see when you see it.
Nice. I definitely will. So back to Neo here. Poor Neo.
Poor Neo, he's dead.
There was a shot, like, originally, what they wanted to do originally was when Smith shoots him, they wanted the blood splatter to show up. They wanted to do a rotation where you see Neo running into the room, Smith shooting him, and you don't get to see the back of, you don't get to see the wall yet, like the wall that, you know, that Neo's in front of.
Mm-hmm.
And then the camera would do a dolly kind of rotation.
Oh,
and
I
then
see.
You'd see the splatter, you know, so it emphasizes he's been shot. But they did a different thing because they couldn't hide it like that. So,
but this is what I mean. Like, there's so many choices you can go about this, because it is what it's building up to. So it's a very important moment.
Yeah. What if Smith just shot him point blank immediately when he opened the door, like in the end of The Departed? Not the end, like the middle part.
No, it's just like...
Yeah. Just he opens the door.
What if he shot him in the head? That would be so gnarly.
That would have been something. Yeah. And then he wakes up and he has this little hole in his head.
I just like morphs into like back to skin.
Like Wolverine.
Vampires. Exactly.
Well, Smith gets shot 11 more times. I counted, and I just
Neo.
Smith.
I just did I say Smith? I'm sorry. Yeah. Neo gets shot like, and Smith is just, you know, just he really hates this guy.
He does.
That's why he's shooting him so many times. And any other agent would just kind of shoot him once or twice, and that's it. But Smith is just, I'm enjoying watching you die, Mr. Anderson.
It's love.
It's love. You know,
it's sort of a Batman Joker relationship.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, don't you know, guys, that hate isn't, you know, the opposite of love. Ignoring is the opposite.
Ignorance is love. Indifference.
So hate is like
that
love.
Is true.
Yeah. So technically what it means, he loves him so much he kills him.
What a beautiful story.
This is a true romance of it's not between Trinity and Neo, but love between Smith and Neo.
Yeah,
the duality.
It continues throughout the entire trilogy.
Yeah, it's the this is the love triangle of Smith, Neo, and Trinity, and that symbolizes in the door. It's 303.
Pure magic.
There's two. You see, there's three of them, and there's the first characters there. Smith, Trinity's missing, so it's zero.
And then three is zero. Oh, that's excellent, Tim. I love it. There's a wide shot of Neo's connection. Getting shot. Yeah, that's pretty close. Like those squibs. I don't know how they did those blanks. I guess it must have been post, like they just put a different light somewhere to
the back squibs.
Like, you see how close Smith is in the wide shot?
Oh, okay, yeah. Like when we just like firing, like point blank.
Point
blank.
Yeah,
point blank. That is crazy. I think be like just digitally added those, especially the little flares, the muzzle flashes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because too dangerous. Like, I don't think you could get anyone. Maybe like a stunt double, but still too dangerous.
And Neo's dead. He just falls over. There's a little trail of blood in the on the wall, and he goes,
"The pants were dead."
And his what was that thing called? The monitor?
The heart.
Monitor? Well, I know it's the heart, but it's like they called it something. They called it.
I call it the beep beep beep.
Yeah, the beep beep beep, and it goes beep, thing. And that's it. And that's it. That's how we end our week.
And our movie
with a dead main character.
You're right. Super sad.
Yeah.
What are you guys' predictions? What'll happen next?
He'll stay dead, and then Trinity will pick up the mantle. They'll bury him. You're like a father to us.
That's it. And he's the seventh failed. No, I keep mixing those
up.
Oh,
don't. Oh, that sounds so sad. No, I thought that Trinity would be able to just believe in herself some more, and she becomes the one.
Yeah. She becomes the one.
I'm the one.
Yeah.
Well, I think.
Moment of silence for a dead hero.
Yes.
Yeah, for a dead Neo. So, yeah, do we have some 1996 yes. scriptage? Well.
Do we? I hear a positive response.
Wrestling. What? What?
What do I say?
What do you say? Rustling of the pages.
Okay, let's go for it. Let's go for it, guys.
We're ready.
We got to play the jingle. Oh,
yeah. Yes, let's play the jingle. Let's do it.
Johnny.
Do you want Johnny to play the single?
The funny thing is, Johnny's really good at playing this jingle, but everything else he just sucks at. So, yeah. Johnny. All right. And we're back.
Ah, nice, nice.
Oh, what a great tune. What a great
just too song. Good.
What did you think of it?
It's beautiful.
Isn't it just great?
It is beautiful.
All right. Well, let's talk about Matrix. Here we go. Okay, so last we did this, Neo was fighting Smith in the subway, and then the thing that happened here is so nothing really changed with Neo fighting Smith, which is to be expected because it's just a fight scene. And Neo leaves the subway. Smith is running after him. The agents are running after him. And that's where we are. So exterior city street. Oh, no. Interior car in the Matrix. Driving like a demon with one hand.
What?
Neo, driving like a demon with one hand?
Sorry. Exterior street, Matrix day. A man sits in his Mercedes. Mercedes, talking on his car phone when his door is thrown open. Neo yanks him out and jumps in. Further down the street, Agent Smith slows, calmly touching his earpiece. Neo throws the car across traffic. Rocketing down a side street. Interior car Matrix day. Driving like a demon with one hand, he grabs the car phone and dials long distance. So do you see the image here? Do you see the image of Neo driving with a Mercedes
with like a satellite phone?
He's dialing a number. Interior hovercraft. Tank answers. Tank, operator. Mr. Wizard, get me the fuck out of here! Interior car.
Driving like a devil in the car.
Interior car, Matrix day.
This is an amazing version.
Looking over his shoulder, watching the mirrors. Neo. Neo drives almost unconsciously. Hurry, Tank. I got some serious pursuit. And then interior hovercraft, the keyboard clicking. Tank searching for an exit. Trinity screams into the headset. Neo, you better get your ass back here. And then Neo goes,
this?
Interior
Neo,
car.
Yeah.
Neo, I'm trying, Trinity. I'm trying.
Ooh.
And then Tank goes, got one. Neo glances to his right and sees Agent Brown now driving the car beside his. Agent Brown swerves, slamming into him. And then Tank goes, Wabash and Lake Hotel. Neo fights the steering wheel as Agent Brown pushes the car up over the median.
and then Tank goes room 303. Neo drops the phone as his car bucks into the opposing lane, directly into the charging path of an enormous truck driven by Agent Smith. Neo dives from the Mercedes as the truck plows into it, rendering metal and glass, crushing through, totaling other cars as it explodes. Neo is up and running, even as orange and black clouds billow up behind him. Listen to that. So this is, you can tell the highway chase kind of, they use some of that.
Yeah, they postponed it to the other movie.
Exterior, city, street, Matrix Day, three figures silhouette by the burning wreckage become the three agents. Further down the street, Neo hauls his broken, bleeding ass. Agent Brown and Smith.
That's from the agent that was shooting up at his ass.
Agents Brown and Smith slow, touching their earpieces as Agent Jones continues chasing full bore. Neo spins around a corner, racing towards a hotel called the Heart of Chicago Hotel. Only Agent Jones is behind him now. Neo dives into the alley. At the far end, he sees Agent Brown charging. Neo leaps from the fire escape and begins to climb. Interior sewer, Maine. Sentinels, you know, the Sentinels attack, and, you know, there's nothing interesting about that.
Yeah.
And then... interior hovercraft. The hovercraft booms as machines drop into it. Tank says, "I'm going to make the call." And Morpheus goes, "Do it!" Well, I don't know how he would say it. "Do it!" Or whatever.
"Do it!" What evil Morpheus.
Yeah, interior Heart of Chicago Hotel. Agent Smith is in the elevator. Agent Smith is in the elevator when he hears the distant ring of a phone. Can you imagine that? And then exterior alley, Matrix Day. The agents chase him, firing, bullets sparking, ricocheting, even as Neo jumps from the third floor platform. Neo kicks in the window, jumping into the hall. The doors count backwards, 310, 309. Morpheus, and then interior hovercraft. Morpheus grabs the biggest gun he can find. The lasers begins to slice through the hall. And then Trinity goes, "Where is he?" And then Tank goes, "Almost there." And then Morpheus goes, "He's going to make it." And then Trinity goes, "Hurry, Neo!" Neo can hear the phone ringing, 305, 304. Agent Brown reaches the broken window behind him just as Neo grabs the handle of 303, throwing open the door to find Agent Smith waiting, 45 cocked. Neo can't move, can't think. And then we cut to the hovercraft. Neo's body jerks and everyone hears it as life monitors snap flatline. Trinity screams and Morpheus is frozen in disbelief.
Morpheus screams
to be continued. But Morpheus gets a big machine gun. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
What are you laughing about, Jacob?
I'm laughing at the fact that Morpheus also gets a machine
gun. I'm laughing at that statement. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was the idea.
That's the idea. That was pretty wild, 96.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably one of the wilder ones.
Yeah, with a car and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny that thinking back now.
Johann Sebastian.
There's cars, but there's no car chases in this movie. There's a truck chasing
no
a
car chases.
Phone booth, super but annoying. That's, yeah. Mm. Just like interrupting you with like,
Seb, if you don't know, Tim is just... doing the, you know, just sing-songing the Juno Reactor song from Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The highway. Yeah.
The highway.
Well, and they saved that for later.
Sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it. I think Neo's dead. What can we say? He got shot in the script, got shot in the movie.
What else do you need? He's dead. Okay. Let the man be.
Well, that's it. That's Friday for you.
If he's dead.
He's dead. And we want to thank Seb for joining us this time. It's been great having him.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is a special week.
And you
love talking about those cell phones. Love talking about post-production, post-processing. Good stuff.
Yeah. And at some point, we are going to have to talk about that movie I mentioned in the email once.
Oh, we're terrible,
Seb.
That
is right.
No, that's
we're
okay.
Horrible.
I can imagine it's actually not that easy to get, I think.
Yeah, I put it on my list, but I actually didn't.
Yeah, I also had it on my list.
Do you guys want to explain what movie this is?
Yeah. What's the movie, Seb?
Well, the German original title is Welt am Draht, which is translates to World on a Wire. And yeah, I guess it's, I don't know if it was an inspiration for The Matrix, but there are certainly some very similar motifs.
Yeah, we should have prepared.
We have to do that before the show is over.
We have to watch
before,
it.
Before the end, yeah, definitely.
We while Seb was on, we could have talked together about it.
Oh,
exactly.
We're publicly apologize to the world and to you, Seb. Sorry for that.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I've actually just seen it like once or twice. So
okay.
It's a bit slow. I mean, it's from the 70s, I think. So obviously.
Yeah. Still. Yeah.
It's interesting. Still, it's related to The Matrix. That's
We like as many related things to The Matrix as we can find, see if there were any inspirations for it.
Yeah.
That, how things connect. Yeah, so, man.
Any final words, Seb, while you're on the show? Anything you final... want to say to the world? Well, to our listeners.
Well, I guess on behalf of the other listeners, I would like to thank you for taking so much time of your lives to produce this podcast, I would say.
Aww. Thanks, man. That's awesome.
Nah, you're too kind. You're too kind.
People are getting this for free, so...
that is true.
Yeah, we've been doing this for just about
that
a year.
That's true, and that's interesting you said that before we switched to the subscription model next week. When we're finished with the show, it's going to be... locked subscription only.
Pay by the minutes, but not by the minute episodes, but the actual minutes of the episode.
I'm gonna have to download all
you
the
want this.
Get them now, guys. Get them while it's hot. After that,
put them on the Pirate Bay.
Locked.
Yep.
I'm kidding. This is all false information. The podcast will be free forever and ever till the end of time. It will always be free.
Until we have hosting rights.
Tim, stop. Podcast is free forever. It'll never change. We made this for people to enjoy for free.
From people to people.
And yeah, man. Thanks for the kind words.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being a listener for so long.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate that so much because it's just so cool to be able to talk to someone who's listened to the podcast for so long.
Yeah.
Thanks for tagging along.
It's really funny to speak to you. You know, I've listened to you, I don't know, for how many hours, and all of a sudden you are actually responding to what I'm saying.
Know,
that's
a
crazy feeling.
Yeah. It's a weird feeling, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And the last thing I wanted to say was thanks also for emailing us those times. It was really cool to get, you know, correspondence like that, and it was just awesome.
Oh, sure.
We thank you for this.
And thank you, dear listener.
Exactly.
Who's listening right now for also listening this far.
Exactly. And we hope that you'll be able to keep listening with us till the end.
Yeah,
and,
which is just about 2 more weeks.
I know, but there's some goodies in store for the end.
Oh, there
We're
are
not
goodies
leave you guys
in
hanging.
Store.
There's some goodies.
Yeah, afterwards.
Exactly.
I think Seb could be the Neo of our podcast. You know, he comes in episode 6, which is like about the time when Neo comes in, and then he comes here, and then we shoot him, and he never speaks again.
I didn't think about that.
You came all the way, and now you're dead, just like
so
Neo.
Sad.
Your voice.
Oh, wait,
so sad.
Sad. Seb has died.
Oh well.
But the good news is, as we know, in The Matrix, you return, you resurrect. So that's something to look forward to.
That's something to look forward to.
Out of the ashes. The resurrection is something you're looking forward to. That's just such a Monty Python
Does it
thing
hurt?
To say. You are dead. Yes, but there's something, there's a good side to it. You will be resurrected.
So not all clouds and rain. That's not in a phrase.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Come on, chin up. Get ready for resurrection.
Hopefully that's also on the Friday, so I get the weekend. Don't have to go straight to work.
Exactly. Jinx. So, thank you, everyone. It sounds like this is the last episode
just,
ever.
Just switch off the episode already.
Switch off the episode? Okay.
Yeah. Let me turn
Guys,
off the
we'll
tape recorder.
We'll see you on Monday.
Hey.
Boom.
Boom. So sorry, go on.
Are you sure it's not 101?
Jeep, shut up. Someone's not, Seb, were you trying to say something?
No.
Oh, I thought you were starting to talk, so.
No.